Dynamic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org and the Annie E. Casey Foundation.
This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Sarah Fenton in for Wayne Pratt. Seven student groups at St. Louis area universities are calling for their leaders to sever ties with Boeing. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, it comes after the company sent weapons to Israel.
Groups from
Last school year to this year, both charter schools and traditional public schools kept close to the same numbers of students. The Missouri Department of Conservation and St. Louis Zoo are marking another milestone in their efforts to rehabilitate a native endangered salamander. St. Louis Public Radio's Lauren Brennecke explains.
More than 12,000 hellbenders have been released into regional waterways since 2001. An Ozark hellbender raised at the zoo fathered a mass of eggs last October. Now, the other native subspecies, the eastern hellbender, has done the same. State herpetologist Jeff Brigler says researchers are looking forward to seeing the population grow as the hellbenders reach breeding age.
But seeing successful reproduction like we're seeing now, I mean, it's huge. It's very big. It's proven not only can release animals survive in the wild, it's also proving they're reproductively fit and they're behaving like wild adults.
They hope to phase out breeding in captivity, but for now, they'll continue monitoring progress. I'm Lauren Brennecke, St. Louis Public Radio.
In our weather forecast today, we are seeing some light rain and fog and mist and all kinds of precipitation around St. Louis right now, 40 degrees. I'm Sarah Fenton. This is St. Louis Public Radio News.